Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back to Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music. Right now, we normally have the Real Flashback Song of the Hour, but it's coming up as we wrap up our interview with Fred Perry and Second Generation. What can we expect from this CD project?
We have a variety of songs. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with songwriting probably 10 years ago, and God has blessed me with the gift of writing, and I'm the type of person, I like a lot of genres, I like a lot of different styles, I like the old school quartet, I like the new school, I like worship music, so this album, it has all of those type of styles, so that's a blessing within itself. Many times you have records that you only have one style, and it sounds like other people. This record, it sounds like us. We have our own sound. We have a variety of songs, and it's going to bless anybody who's seeking a good gospel sound. Whether you a contemporary gospel, traditional gospel, we have songs for you. So it's going to be great.
Amen, amen. You know, I really see a future for you all in this business in terms of writing, not just for this group, but for other artists.
Yes, sir.
A label. I don't know if I should say that. You have to sign the deal. But I'm just saying, being able to branch out and do some things that are really, really, really going to bless a lot of people in the gospel industry.
Yes,
because there are a lot of talented people in gospel that, for whatever the reason, our people in gospel, and I know because y'all probably have been on the business side of this as well, we just don't believe that we can do it in gospel.
Right.
So we go out and do it in other genres.
Right.
And we sort of, you know, don't feel like, and I know, I can't think of who it was that I was interviewing one time. It'll come to me. He said, ministry is free, but the gospel costs. No. The gospel is free, but ministry costs.
Right.
Let me flip that. But that's what he said.
Right.
And I had never heard that before, but that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
That we love what we do, and we're not trying to, we want to be blessed for the work. And so I see you all, not only are you blessed now, but I do see the tremendous kingdom blessings that will come because you all are going to bless and open doors up for so many other people who just believe that they either will never have an opportunity to ever be heard on an album, or to ever learn what it means to write music or to do anything like this for gospel, for God.
And
I think that's important. Yeah.
The other beauty about our group is that we have all age ranges.
Okay.
Isaiah is 13.
Yeah.
Jordan is 19. I'm 25, and my dad is what you would call a seasoned saint.
Yes.
And
chronologically
good thing,
mature.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And the good thing about it is you don't have to be a certain age in order to love God, in order to do the work of God, in order to listen to gospel music. So wherever we go, people are touched, and they're like, man, I can't believe you have a guy that's 13 years old.
Yeah.
Then you have his brothers, you have his dad, and the whole storyline is amazing. And what you see is what you get. We were with Mr. Jimson all day today, and we're just real people, man. What you see is what you get, man. We love what we do, and we like to have fun as well. We're just a big family, and whoever we meet, you're part of the family. Like, you're part of the family.
Thank
now,
you.
Man. We just really appreciate you letting us go.
And as I said, this is my second closing right now. as we close, as you all as young men, third generation PKs, what keeps you all grounded in the Lord when obviously so many of your other friends are into other things?
Right.
So what helps keep you all grounded? What sort of, where's the balance? Where do you find the balance at?
Well, honestly, I'm the hard-headed one sometimes. When I went to the University of Memphis, I was playing R&B, stuff like that, but it never felt right.
Yeah.
And whenever times got hard, I always remember my mom and dad, you know, my home training, keep God first, you know, and everything else will fall in place.
Yeah.
And now when I'm older, it's kind of like now I listen to R&B stuff like that, but I know gospel is where my heart is.
Yeah.
So that's all I do now. And honestly, we are who we are because of our parents.
Yeah.
You know, they rooted us at a young age, and they keep us grounded. When we go out of town, my mom is always there.
Yeah.
My dad is always there. And, you know, we're not perfect, but we have a great example. My dad is our role model, our mentor.
Amen.
So, you know, it just helps just having that mentor there with you. So, along this walk of life. So.
Amen. That's awesome. Giving a shout out to his dad and his mom. That's just awesome. As we wrap up third closing, where can the listeners find out more about you all, and where can they find your CD project and all that stuff?
We do have a Facebook page under Fred Perrin Second Generation. Please go to our page and like our page, please. We would definitely appreciate it. We also have a Twitter page at FP2Generation. Also on Instagram at FP2Generation. If you would follow us, we would graciously appreciate it. Our first project is already on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, any other digital outlet. And this project, our new project, which is called The Wisdom Project, is due to be released on April the 28th. And we'll also be having our second anniversary and DVD and CD release on April the 30th in Moscow, Tennessee. All the information is on our Facebook page. And we just thank you so much for having us here today.
You're welcome.
We were honored to be here. And we thank you so much for just playing our music and for thanking the Fred Perrin Second Generation.
Amen. Thank you all for coming by. And hey, God bless you all.
It's now time for the Real Flashback Song of the Hour. And it comes from the Reverend Milton Brunson and the Thompson Community Singers. There is no way. I'm the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Come on and give God some praise. Hebrews 13:15 says that we shall continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Come on, choir.
Let's my God.
his praise. We speak from the heart. And we war with our hands. Come on. And what a mighty good God. Come on, this is an easy song to say. Come on. And we war with our hands.
God Arise, the Southeastern Gospel Music Workshop Choir featuring Minister R. James Thompson. Woo! I like that. I like that a lot. And before Let God Arise, Renee Spearman with Good Morning. And you know, Renee Spearman, thank you so much. Every now and then there are gospel artists whom I play their music and they reach out to me via my Facebook page and their Twitter and they say thank you. So to Renee Spearman, many of you do it, but I like to recognize those who do after I play their music, and she is definitely one. As soon as I added her music, the very first thing she did was hit me up on Facebook and said, thank you, and she recognized my gospel program. Oh, I love it when artists do that. Don't you go anywhere. I've got more great gospel music right after this.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.